I have not really discussed much about the global pandemic that rocked the world and really knocked the wedding industry to its knees, other than intimately with my couples. And I don't plan to really spend a lot of time talking about it here, but Lena and Keith were just one of my couples that were greatly affected by this pandemic. Their dreams of a Colorado mountain wedding quickly became a big question. They held out hope to share in a small intimate wedding ceremony with their closest family and friends, with a large open house reception a few months later. But with Colorado state guidelines for weddings being so unknown, just barely a week before they were set to say I do, Lena and Keith made the gut-wrenching decision to cancel their destination wedding and plan something a little closer to home. But fear not, my friends. That is when their incredible planner, Aspen, of Aspen Jean Planning, got to work creating Lena and Keith's vision for a modern wedding, a cocktail-style reception here at Crimson Lane. What a magnificent job she did. Francis Floral Design created an absolute masterpiece for the ceremony space and teamed up with Aspen and Crimson Lane to give Lena and Keith a beautiful snow-capped mountain range to accent their reception space. Seeing Lena and Keith see that for the first time had my eyes filled with tears. Although the size of their wedding grew in number, so did the amount of love that surrounded them throughout the day. It seemed like change after change, including a forecasted rainy day, did not damper their moods. I was walking in as the storms were rolling in that morning, and I was really worried that I was going to be greeted with a little bit of heartache from both of them. And I have to say, it was far from it. Lena and Keith were both beaming. Their smiles were wide as they could get. It was their day, no matter where and no matter how. They were so happy to be there. The rain had cooled off what had been easily a week's worth of 90-degree days, and the sunshine popped in and out all day, which really made for the perfect wedding day weather. As the ceremony space began filling up with all of their friends and family, Lena lined up, ready to make her way down the aisle, and I noticed a quiet, full rain started to fall. When I got married, it rained all stinking day long, and I remember my grandma telling me that the rain were just my mom's tears raining down, heartbroken that she couldn't be there. And as cheesy as it sounds, because I know it's cheesy, I honestly believed it, and I think the same is true for Lena's day. Her mother's photo was displayed at a table in the front, and I just noticed how much Lena looked like her. Two beautiful women. Lena and Keith had the most perfect wedding party. It's comprised of their kids and their grandkids. It was a celebration, a blended family they became. The girls wore a champagne-colored dress and the guys had on blue suits. They were perfect for a summer wedding. We jetted off after the ceremony for a few photos and then started the reception off with dances outside. Everyone came out and they really were surrounded by all they loved. The reception space was kind of cocktail style. It was casual arrangements of modern lounge areas for people to sit back and relax and catch up. Food stations throughout filled with all of the yummy things. I don't think that I saw Keith and Lena without the biggest smiles on their face all night. This really was the perfect example that love wins. No matter the changes, the struggles, the disappointment they felt that their plans didn't go as planned, it didn't matter. They were married. Lena and Keith, I'm wishing you both a lifetime of happiness filled with love and lots of laughter. Thank you so much for letting me play a small part in your beautiful celebration.